Welcome aboard, folks. Here we go for another session of Your Voice Counts on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday afternoon in the state of Colorado, where I'm at. We're getting snow showers, and then we get sun, then we get snow showers. But all in all, a great, beautiful day. A little cold out, but a nice day. I hope it's nice where you're at. I wanted to thank especially Kat Faber, the beautiful voice you hear. The only voice I will use on this radio show is her songs about the liberty and her compassion and wonderful dedication to the crew of the USS Liberty and for the truth about many things, especially the liberty. Unfortunately, Kat is in the hospital right now, and she did call me earlier today. She's been somewhat ill, no doubt, to be in the hospital, but she called me from intensive care to make sure that everything was ready to go with our special guest today, Mr. Chuck W. Maltsby. And I was very happy and just thrilled to hear Kat's voice, and she's intensive care now, and she's hopefully she can get out of there and start recuperating soon. But what a trooper, what a gal, what a wonderful woman. I mean, to call from intensive care at the hospital to make sure that everything's ready to go for Your Voice Counts. I can't say much more than that about this beautiful woman and her beautiful voice and her family and her dedication to duty. I want to thank Chuck for coming on my show. I know Chuck's on the line right now. He knows that I'm speaking, but I have to do some Liberty business, Chuck. So, sir, please hang in there, and we're going to talk about your great book, wonderful book, in fact. And we'll go on from there. But, you know, folks, I always start out the show letting people know that why I do this show. I do it to let people know that the Zionist state of Israel cannot or should not be allowed to get by with cold-blooded, premeditated murder of American citizens on the high seas doing what their government had ordered them to do. You know, folks, 34 Americans were murdered that day. 174 others were wounded, including myself. Some of the wounded were so badly wounded, you had to turn your head away. You couldn't even look at them. I'm serious, folks. That's how bad it was. That's how bad these men were wounded. I was very fortunate, as some of the others were. I was the walking wounded. The walking wounded. At least I could try and do my job the best I could. But these fellows had to depend on very little medical help. I mean, we only had two corpsmen and one doctor aboard the ship to take care of two-thirds of the crew that either dead or wounded. Think about it. It was a pretty tough deal when you got unmarked jet aircraft shooting rockets and napalm and bullets at you, and then you got torpedo boats firing torpedoes at you and strafing you and shooting at your firefighters and stretcher bearers, and it was a tough, tough day. And then you got the United States of America calling back the rescue aircraft. Yes, sir, not once but twice they left us out there. They knew we were under attack within 10 to 15 minutes when the attack started. Got a message out. Folks, we'll be right back. Support your sponsors on Real News, Real Talk, Real People, RBN, because you can handle the truth. See you in a minute.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts. We got just a little run here, and then we're gonna get our special guest on air, Mr. Chuck Baltzby. It looks like I broke into the music, and I apologize, Kat, especially when you're in the hospital. It's just with an hour, we have so little time to get so much done, but. Again, Kat, we're thinking about you and love you, and get well soon, please. As I was saying, we got our special guest on, Chuck W. Maltzby, and we'll get him on in just a second, but I still have just a little bit of Liberty stuff I got to get taken care of, and then I'll get Chuck on. But folks, the USS Liberty is one of the most despicable, cowardice acts of war and treason against the United States of America. In history, the cover-up is worse than the attack, not only by the state of Israel, but the government of the United States of America, for God's sakes. You know, they were in on the deal. Heck, we got John McCain's father that was in on the deal, that refused to have aircraft come help us. So there's a lot of caveats to this that we'll probably never, ever, ever know. But, you know, we've learned a lot in the last 45 years. And we're going to get the truth out until the last man of the USS Liberty goes down. Now, RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, is the only station that I've been on, and I've been on a few, that puts its heart and soul into getting the truth out. They care about the crew of the USS Liberty. They care about America. You know, this involves all of us. When Israel attacked the USS Liberty, they not only attacked us, they attacked the United States of America in an act of war. They attacked us with unmarked aircraft, so they could be hidden, you know. And, of course, our government knew what was going on. They recalled the rescue aircraft. They wanted us to sink. They wanted the United States ship, USS Liberty, to sink in international waters, for God's sakes. Unbelievable, but true. I want to thank John Stadtmiller for standing behind us. I want to thank his sponsors for standing behind us to get the truth out. I want to thank everybody at RBN that works for Mr. Stadtmiller. Today we got a wonderful fella that's our producer that's taking care of us. His name's Devin. I've worked with Devin several times. He's a very professional young man, does his job professionally, and I appreciate that because this show means a lot. It means a lot to America, and it means a lot to the people that listen to it, especially the family members that lost their loved ones. Also, I want to thank a very, very special friend of mine, John Gadesco. John was a former intelligence officer aboard the USS Liberty, probably one of the finest intelligence officers aboard that ship, if not the finest. John has a website you can go to learn everything about the USS Liberty and related topics. Go to tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. The very best site on the internet. Go to none other but this one. Believe me, this is the one to go to. Also, I want to thank a good friend of mine, James Morris, who has a site up called ushijack.com. ushijack.com. If you want to find out what's going on immediately in the day, go to that site. And another good friend, Ron Kukul, who helps get guests on the Your Voice Counts, a very important person that makes this radio show rock and roll. And I appreciate Ron's contribution, not only to this show, but his contribution to America. Ron was a first-class communications technician where the torpedo blew up. Ron made it out of there alive. But when he got into port, into Malta, Ron was a petty officer in charge of body identification and trying to get people put back together. For God's sakes, if you can imagine doing that. These men have been in salt water for 7 days, blown to bits. If you can imagine, just imagine the smell. I know. I was there. I know exactly what it was all about. Ron has blocked out that memory, that smell. It doesn't come back to him. I'm glad it doesn't. It does me and it does many other survivors, but I'm glad it doesn't for Ron, a very, very wonderful human being and a good friend of mine, and I appreciate that very much. Now, we've got the Liberty business done with, and I want to bring up our special, special guest, Mr. Maltzby, and I just want to read a little stuff here about his book, and then we'll get into it, and then I'll get Chuck online. Now, this is from Chuck's book, Who Should Go Down in History. There's a rapidly growing realization that 911 was a so-called false flag. Boy, false flag brings back memories about the USS Liberty. Now, we'll go back. 911 was a so-called false flag operation. In other words, it was an inside job perpetrated by some American government officials, some private American citizens, some operatives of the Israeli government. There is an abundance of seemingly irrefutable evidence available to everyone in the public domain on the internet, contained in the so-called truther books and documentaries and so forth. This book captures some of the information and presents it in an orderly fashion, supported by related bits of unknown American history. There is also personal SOCIO political commentary. I want to make sure I got that right. I apologize. Apologize for that, Chuck. That may or may not be appreciated. This is not a book for those who do not want their belief system disturbed. Now, on the front of Chuck's book, it says, who should go down in history? The latest and greatest false flag operation in history. And I think that USS Liberty fits that book very, very well. And I'll tell you, Chuck, God bless you for writing a book. You put yourself out on a limb for doing it. And I don't mean a limb, a false limb that's going to break. You're on a limb, a very stout limb that won't break. But a lot of people don't have the courage to write a book that you have. And it's, we want to find out how to get this book so you can get it out there to the rest of the people. So we'll get into that in just a few minutes. But Mr. Chuck Malsby, welcome to Your Voice Counts. What's on your mind today?
Hi, can you hear me, Phil?
I can, very well, thank you.
Okay. What's on my mind today? Where do you want to start? First off, I overheard they patched me into you when you were talking about Kat. I've gotten to know Kat from emailing back and forth, setting this show up. What happened to Kat? Can you tell me quick?
Well, she has not been feeling well. She went to dinner with her husband and then ended up in the ER. Now she's in intensive care.
Is it a heart-related thing, or do you know any details like that?
You know, I have a few bits and pieces of information, but I really don't know. We'll find out later, but I did talk to her. She called right before the show was supposed to go on to make sure that everything was done. So what a trooper.
What a super trooper.
Jeez. Yeah, she's a great gal, and I'll tell you what, I couldn't do this show without her. And God bless her, and God bless her family. God bless Rick, her husband, and let's just hope she recuperates very, very fast because, like I say, without her, I couldn't do this show.
She'll be fine. Phil, also what's on my mind, I was listening to you describe the Liberty incident. I got to ask you, how do you stay on course after 45 years? What's the inspiration? How, after 45 years, I would think that you'd be thoroughly discouraged and just move on. That's what everybody says, just move on. I hear that all the time. How do you keep going, Phil? I need a pointer.
Well, what makes me keep going is this. I never want it to happen again. I'm sure things like this have happened before, and we know nothing about them. They've been hidden in the depths of history.
Yep.
What does keep me going is this. When a person puts a gun to my head and pulls the trigger, and I live, I'm not going to let them get by with trying to murder me, and I'm not going to let them get by with eyewitness testimony of me seeing the state of Israel, the Zionist state of Israel, murder Americans on the high seas and get by with it. You remember the Nuremberg trials, don't you?
Sure, sure.
Did they let anybody get by with anything? They got by with nothing. They hung them.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So there's no statute of limitations on murder, and there's no statute of limitations on hiding crimes, war crimes against the United States of America.
Nor treason.
Treason, absolutely. And it infuriates me. And that's what keeps me going. And it will continue to keep me going until I'm gone. You know, it's not a personal vendetta. It's not a get even thing. It's a part of being an American. It's part of, when I took the oath, when I went into the United States Navy, to support the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic, and I don't care who they are. Yes.
Commercial time.
Back, Chuck. On. Because you can't support your sponsors, folks, because they support us. Thank you.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of the serenity. They attacked the silent ship, making a 40-foot hole in the starboard, killing 34 and wounding almost 200 more. Their jets sending down the merciless napalm.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts. Thank you very much for hanging in there. And before I forget, Chuck, before we get into some more conversation here, how do people get your fantastic book?
Available at Amazon.com. Just type in the search box at the Amazon website. Just type in Who Should Go Down in History or Chuck W. Maltzby. I'll spell my last name. It's a hard one. M-A-U-L-T-S-B-Y. M-A-U-L-T-S-B-Y. It's available at Amazon.com as a physical book. It should be a Kindle book pretty soon. You can also go to my website, chuckmaltzby.net, and order it off there. And I'm glad to send it along. So just think Amazon.com. I've seen your book there, Phil. In fact, I was surfing around Amazon just looking at books for sale, and that's how I found out about the Liberty. I didn't find out about the Liberty until about 2 years ago, and saw your book, and I examined it, and I thought, well, why haven't I heard of this? I'm a fairly intelligent fellow. I pay attention to the news. I pay attention to everything out there, but I hadn't heard of the Liberty incident. Not a peep, nothing. And I was astounded. I thought, how did this get by my radar? But come to find out, it's gotten by everybody's radar. You know, not everybody, but relatively speaking, nobody knows about the Liberty. And I was flabbergasted. I could not believe it. And then the more I learned about the incident itself, and then the more I learned about the cover-up, I thought, this is a heinous crime, a crime against America. Definitely a super false flag incident. So I felt inclined to put it in my book. In fact, I put it in my book starting on page 4. I got it right up front and center just to make sure that people know about this. And, Phil, you talk about keeping, you know, you're going to keep the battle going until you drop. Well, I'm going to pick the ball up behind you and run with it some more. I guarantee it. And I'm thinking there'll be people behind me when I drop. Somebody will pick up the ball, pick up the flag, and keep running with it until this finally gets the investigation that it deserves. It's been way too long, and I'm ashamed of my country to a degree that this sort of thing can happen. It should not ever have happened. Not the incident in the first place, and certainly not the cover-up. And I'm working on my second book, by the way, and I'm going to get John McCain in there where he deserves to be. John McCain's been covering for his father all his life, him and his wife, Cindy McCain. They just deny, deny, deny. They don't even want to hear about it. And if you bring the subject up of the liberty in their presence, like at a, you know, a town hall meeting or whatever, you're issued out immediately and not politely. So that needs to be exposed. There's a lot of things that need to be exposed. Now, my book started as a 9/11 book. When the attacks happened on 9/11, my biggest question was, how on earth did a subsonic commercial airliner hit the Pentagon? I was raised on Air Force bases. My father was a fighter pilot. That was his profession. I was raised on Air Force bases. I used to overhear fighter pilots talking, venting, discussing all the time. So I know about scrambling fighters. I know about the locations of Air Force bases. I know SAC from TAC, you know, and all that stuff. So when I heard that a subsonic commercial airliner hit the Pentagon, I didn't believe it. No. That cannot happen. You got Andrews Air Force Base right there. Where were the fighters from Andrews? They should have been scrambled, and they should have shot down whatever it was approaching the D.C. airspace. Should have been shot down before it even got near the D.C. airspace. But no, it made it to the Pentagon. So, my dad died in 98, so I couldn't call him. But I did call some of his old buddies, Air Force buddies, who retired as, major and lieutenant generals. Called them up and said, hey, can you explain how an airliner hit the Pentagon? I can't use their names. They told me, do not use my name in your book. You know, please don't do it. It'll cause complications for me at this point in my life. I don't want to deal with it. And I respected that. But what they did say, they said, well, a couple of them said, well, you're asking the $64,000 question. I'm not going to talk to you about it. But one fella did talk to me about something. He said, what you need to do is go look at the composition of the Pentagon on 9/11. Go look at the top positions. Who was in the top positions at the Pentagon? The Pentagon runs the whole military show. Find out who was running the show. He also said, find out what Cheney was doing. Find out about some of the power that was given to Cheney just prior to 9/11. And he stopped there. He said, just do that and take it from there. So I did do that, and I did take it from there. And boy, was it a good lead. It was a very good steer.
Here comes that music again, and Chuck, very, 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 very interesting comments you've just made. And first of all, I want to thank you, your father, for his service to the United States of America as an Air Force fighter pilot. God bless him, and God bless his soul. Folks, we'll be right back on RBN, Real News, Real Talk, because you can handle the truth. Support your sponsor. See you in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the Pure Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting pureeffectfilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit pureeffectfilters.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go. Do your voice counts. We got about 16, 17 minute run. And I, first of all, I want to tell you, Chuck, Nauer is not going to do you or this show or the listeners justice. We got to get you back on, first of all. Second of all, we have a guest or a special caller in, and Ron Kukul. And I'm glad Ron called in because he's always got interesting things to say and talk about. And Ron, thanks for hanging on. And go ahead, sir.
Clarify something for Chuck. You clarified it pretty good. He wonders where our energy comes from. Well, let me say this: as the former chaplain for the Liberty Veterans Association, there were some miracles happening out there on June 8th, 1967 that even words can't describe. In my mind, it was a God that cared about us, that saved that ship. And he wonders where our energy comes from. Don't come from me inside. It doesn't come from my own self, from me personally. It's another energy most people don't know about. So I wanted to clarify that, why would people go on and on and on and, you know, put it behind you, forget about it. It happened over 45 years ago. I'm the greatest quitter of all. I've quit doing this at least 6 times that I can think of.
No, 13 times.
Thanks, Phil. Appreciate that. But anyway, I'm the best quitter around, number one quitter. And, every time I quit something, miraculous brings me back. So just wanted to clarify that there, and thank you also for coming on. I don't want to take a lot of your time. It was an important thing for me to say, I thought. Thank you.
And Ron's out of there?
Ron is out of there. That's him. He gets things said and gets the job done. And I know what he feels in his heart. He just wanted to thank you for what you're doing. And you can comment on what Ron said. We got another caller, and we'll get Ken in just a second. If you'd like to comment on anything Ron had to say, Chuck, please go ahead.
What I want to say is I've been chatting with Ron through the emails lately. And Ron mentioned the Amberjack. You remember the sub, the Amberjack, that was nearby?
Absolutely.
Sure. He described how a crewman on the Amberjack got a hold of him not too long ago and described how he could hear the screams of the men dying after the torpedo. That to me, that's amazing, just amazing, absolutely amazing, that there was a sub nearby that didn't help you guys out. What was up with that?
Actually, Ron has been trying desperately and for years to get different people off of ships that were in the area, and of course we knew there were subs there. The Amberjack was one. Samuel Jackson, I believe they called it, was there. Maybe Samuel A. I don't know, but
did they all get stand down orders?
They got stand down orders to let us sink. One thing we didn't sink, and that's what started a chain of events at the cover up, and which also could have kept us, and I believe kept us, out of a nuclear war with the Soviet Union, because we had two jets very close to Cairo within 2 minutes of dropping nuclear weapons on Cairo, if you
right.
can imagine that.
Yeah, they launched off a carrier.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
McNamara called them back.
They right. were called back, and our rescue aircraft were called back by McNamara and Johnson. And in fact, Johnson said he didn't give a GD if every man aboard that ship died. He wasn't going to embarrass his friends, the Israelis. Well, how
right.
did he know that who was attacking us when we didn't know who was attacking us?
Right.
Chuck, the gig was up, the whole deal. But, Chuck, listen, I've gone through your book and read it, and there's so many different interesting things in here. And I'm telling you, folks, you got to get this book. You got to get. Oh, by the way, talking about books, you need to get my book too. What I saw that day.
Absolutely, I was going to beg for that from you, but you gotta sign it.
I'll get you the book, Chuck.
But
I'm going to send yours back because you didn't sign it for me.
Okay. You sign yours. I'll send you another one. Pass the one you have on, and I'll send you a whole new one.
Okay, that's an even deal. I appreciate it, and I'll send
sure.
one on. But if you want my book, What I Saw That Day, go to 1-888-698-8706. And I don't know why I said 1-888-698-8706. Or put the one in there. Everybody knows about the one.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I just did that by kind of happenstance or accident. But listen, we have another caller that wants to talk to you. Actually, we have two. We have Ken from Virginia and then Mr. James Morris from California. So, Ken, if you'd like to come on board and ask my special guest, Chuck, any questions or myself, please go ahead, sir. And thanks for calling in to Your Voice Counts.
I'm Ken White, president of the Virginia Taxpayers Association. This is breaking news. I'm sorry, it doesn't relate. I'm entirely in support of your guest and appreciate the heroic work that he and all his associates have done, and it's wonderful, and we're grateful for this. But this is breaking news. Take out your pencils and pens and write this down. Write this web page down. www.virginianewssource.com. Now, Virginia news source is all one word. www.virginianewssource.com. And look up this webpage. Now, all the listeners to this program know that the shootings, the massacre at the Sandy Hook Elementary School was a total farce, a total fraud, was a planned event, and the details, you can argue some of the details are still murky, but you know that Lanza, this man Lanza, did not commit suicide. And you know that the police have covered it up. One of the things that you is on this web page that a lot of people do not know yet is that the Danbury State's Attorney has requested that the court seal details of evidence that have been brought out, that have been uncovered, and the court has agreed to seal this evidence for 90 days. And the Connecticut State's Attorney, has backed this up. So this is the webpage will go into some of the details, but here's. What is important is on the web page that you can find out and this is the first program that knows this because this was just placed on the web page yesterday. Now, after the Sandy Hook massacre, of course, everyone knows that the people have been concerned about school safety. So Governor Bob McDonald, who's a Republican, established a task force, a special task force on school safety. 45 members of the task force. There were educators, there were law enforcement officers, there were teachers, there were some private citizens, and there was one student. And they were to come up with recommendations about how to make schools safety, how to make schools safe.
Okay, you know, I'll tell you.
Now, I want to continue this because I'll continue it later.
I just wanted to say you'd be a good fellow to have on my radio show. And I thank you for calling in. I'll repeat this again, www.virginianewssource.com. Go to that site, and let's look at it and help Ken out. And, Ken, get a hold of me. I wouldn't mind having you on my radio show. Thank you for calling in. God bless you. And, yeah, I want the school safe, too. Believe me, I do. But I want all cover-ups uncovered. God bless you, sir, for calling in. Thank you for listening. Your voice counts. I appreciate it very much. And I will say one more thing, folks. We have a rogue cop out on the streets shooting other cops, killing innocent people, killing a cop that fired him, killed his daughter, and regrettably, two people died in that incident. That massacre was her boyfriend or her fiance. So what are we supposed to do, folks? Are we supposed to take all the guns away from the cops, too, because we can't trust the cops? You know, I mean, come on, folks. I mean, you know, this is near and dear to my heart is the Second Amendment. And the only reason I'm commenting on this, listen, bad people kill people. I don't care if they do it with sticks and stones or knives or guns or whatever. Guns don't kill people. Bad people kill people. Do not take my Second Amendment rights away. Go ahead, please, Chuck. I run off at the mouth there a little bit, but we do have another caller. But please comment on it if you'd like.
The fellow who just called regarding Sandy Hook, I've examined that, and it smells very fishy. The whole thing smells fishy. I think he said that the Sandy Hook incident didn't relate to what you and I are talking about, but it does. It's all part of the Zionist agenda to finish with their absolute control of the United States of America. It's like a big octopus is wrapping its tentacles around us. And I resent it personally.
I resent it. oh, I resent it to the 10th degree. When you talked about John McCain, you're talking about one of the biggest Zionist supporters, neocon supporters there is. And look at the Congress. Look at the House of Representatives, the Senate. They're all bought and paid for.
Absolutely. I mean, and it goes back quite a ways, too. Like, I've been examining who was in charge of things in June of 1967. And what I found out were interesting things. I found out that Arthur Goldberg was the U.N. ambassador. He had a lot of clout back then. I found out that the National Security Advisor was Walt Rostow, another Zionist Jew who was in charge of the national security. After him was Henry Kissinger. And in 67, Kissinger was running around the halls of the National Security Council and the Council on Foreign Relations. You know, he was working for the Rockefeller brothers big time. So, you know, you got Kissinger, you got Rostow, you got Goldberg. I mean, that's probably the conduit between Israel and the United States military, especially the Navy. McCain was, commander of Naval Forces Europe. And you have to wonder, how did the Jewish Zionists, how did they control our Navy? How did they influence? I know how they influence politicians. They just buy them. That's easy. But how did they control military personnel, especially admirals in charge of theaters?
Well, I can answer that.
Do so.
Well, I got this straight from Admiral Thomas Moore.
He was the only man
that was commander of the Pacific and the Atlantic Fleet and then became chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And
right.
He was a dear friend of mine, and we gave him the first USS Liberty award for his service to the USS Liberty. And to his dying breath, he said, "I'll never believe that the attack on the USS Liberty was a mistake." Now, we have another caller on the line, and like I say, this is only an hour show, so I do not want to leave James Morris out. James, welcome to the show. I appreciate it. Please go ahead.
Phil, thanks for taking my call. Listen, I got your call late last night. I was up in Ventura, and I had something really interesting. I want to follow with what you guys were just talking about, too. But let me get this out first. I was at a gun show in Ventura, you know, thank God the Second Amendment is alive and well still. I don't know for how long in California, though. I heard there's some talk now about trying to do something about the Tatchell magazines with ARs and all that. We'll have
to
see what happens.
You can thank Feinstein for that.
Yeah, she's trying to do that at the national level, though.
Yeah.
In Washington, I don't think that's going to get very far, but who knows what goes in California. We have some of the strictest laws here regarding those weapons. So we'll have to see
what happens. What goes in California
goes for the nation.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is what I wanted to bring to the attention. I was walking the halls there, you know, the exhibits. And I came across one where they had all these different Navy hats, you know, USS, you know, different ships. And I asked the guy behind the counter, I said, "Have you ever heard of the USS Liberty?" And I said, "I noticed you don't have one of the hats here." And he said, "No, I haven't really." And he said, "But I do like to get hats when people ask me about different ships, and I'd like to look into that." So I said, "Well, that sounds good." So what I'm going to do, Phil, is let me give the guy's website over the air here, and perhaps somebody from the Liberty Veterans Association can get in touch with him, where he can get a pipeline to get some hats. And there are a lot of people, obviously, that are attending those gun shows now, and it would just be another good place to get the Liberty out and the cover-up.
No, please do before we run out of time here.
Exactly.
James,
let me give that real quick. It's www.militarysnafu.com, and I'll spell that. It's pretty simple. It's military, M-I-L-I-T-A-R-Y, of course, and then snafu, S-N-A-F-U.com. militarysnafu.com, and the guy's name I spoke with, he gave me his business card, was John Mayer, and he's based in Las Vegas, and I guess he's going to all these gun shows, and it would be great. He's expressed interest in putting a USS Liberty hat up there, and I said, "I know where to get them." And so let's take it from there. Now, what you guys were saying about John McCain, as Phil knows, I know your guests had earlier mentioned about how people are escorted out of town hall meetings and whatnot, if you even bring up the Liberty. And we saw that happen to me last year in San Diego when I tried to ask John McCain at that Romney Memorial Day event, which was basically a neocon propaganda event to push more wars for Israel. But anyway, I was on the phone with Phil at the time and basically asked John McCain about the USS Liberty cover-up. And, you know, most of the people there, neocon Republicans in support of Romney and all these wars for Israel, they probably don't even know her for Israel, basically, you know, yelled me down and I was escorted out of there. But you can still find the link, tinyurl.com/McCainConfronted. But are you going to a commercial break, Phil, at all? Or?
Well, we are, but I want to say one more thing. What John McCain called an American citizen asking a very valid point. He called you a jerk. When he called you a jerk, he called every man aboard the USS Liberty jerks, including the people that were slaughtered that day by the state of Israel.
Amen.
Exactly. And Phil, there's a couple
one,
more
two,
points.
Five or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back, folks. Here, we just got a few minutes left in the show. Your voice counts. And again, thanks for RBN putting us on the air and keeping us going and keeping the truth alive, folks. This show is just not dedicated to the USS Liberty. It's dedicated to all Americans that have served and that have lost their lives. Now, listen, we've had the Iraq War. We've got the Afghanistan War. So many people have lost their lives and limbs and their futures and the heartache that has gone into these people's service is just unbelievable. And what is more unbelievable is that these wars didn't have to be fought. They were all fought for the government, the Zionist state of Israel.
Here,
and
here.
It,
exactly.
it, it, it's got to stop. You know, now we're going to have a powwow with Netanyahu and President Obama at the end of the next month. That would be Easter. There's five Sundays next month, and at the end of the month would be Easter. So we're going to see what happens then. But, you know, between all of us just trying to get the truth out. Now, we're not a bunch of liars. We can prove what we say.
Exactly.
You know, we don't go on the air and talk BS and all this other stuff. All we're trying to do is help and save America.
Phil, on that point, can I just make a quick point, Phil? Just
so absolutely.
People, so people
hurry up.
No.
Yep, go ahead.
It's real important. Now, I didn't want to cut you off, but I want to put this in about what the neocons are trying to do with Hegel. There was supposed to be a vote in the Senate committee, the Armed Services Committee, last Thursday. And right now, the neocons, because they want another war for Israel versus Iran, are really trying to hold up Hegel's confirmation. So what,
you know why?
On the day of on Thursday, they basically are starting to try to dig up dirt on him now. Like,
you know
where,
why?
Where is he taking money from, you know, for speaking events? They're trying to say that he's taking money from friends of Hamas and all this kind of stuff. And yet they never look into where they get their money, AIPAC, PACs, and all that, American Israel Public Affairs Committee, of course. So what we need to do is get your listeners to call in that Armed Services Committee and to the members of Congress to make sure the neocons can't thwart Hegel's nomination, because they want to stop it. Just like you said, Phil, they're going to be probably talking about war with against Iran when Obama goes there soon. You've got the Zionist Kerry, who's Secretary of State now, who didn't know he was Jewish until late in life. And then, supposedly, the bottom line is we've got to get Hegel in there, because the neocons want war with Iran, and they know that Hegel will whisper in Obama's ear against it.
Well,
and thanks for mentioning my site, too, USPJack.com.
Well, I hope that Hegel does get the nomination and confirmation of Secretary of Defense, but we'll see if he's been compromised. Do you have any further comments, Chuck?
Well, yeah. Hegel stated flatly. He once stated and was quoted that I am an American senator, not an Israeli senator. That was a statement and a quote. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Absolutely. That's what's got him so much trouble.
Yeah. Exactly. So the smear dogs have been sicked on him, and they're trying to smear him as we speak.
That's it.
I sure hope he gets in.
I've got. If you guys want to take a look at a quick post, I'll close with this quickly, Phil. Go to. Thank you so much for mentioning my ushijack.com blog earlier. I've got a whole post on it. You can take a look at about Hegel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen. I want to thank you so much, guys. Chuck. I got to get you back on. If you'd please come back on there, we got a lot more to talk about.
Sooner the better. We just got going.
Exactly.
Hey, God bless America, and you know, America first, America always. That's what I say.
Indeed.
Amen.
And God bless Kat.